Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day on this 17th day of April, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hope you're having an amazing April so far. You're over the middle of it and now you're on the downward toward the end of April, beginning of spring, all the fun things. So hope that's going well. I also just feel led to acknowledge those of you who have wayward kids, whether they're young or old, and it's breaking your heart. And I just want to pray for you. Lord, I lift up my friend who is agonizing over the choices their adult children or their teen children are making in their lives. They feel helpless. They don't know what to do. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to realize you love their children more than they do. And you know how to reach their children far more than they do. And that you hold the whole universe in your hands. In Colossians, it says you hold all things together. And so, Lord, hold their hearts as they grieve, but hold their children as they leave. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, today we're finishing up Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself sent the multitude away. After he had taken leave of them, he went up to the mountain to pray. When evening had come, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them distressed and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And he would have passed by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, supposed that it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But he immediately spoke with them and said to them, "Cheer up, it is I. Don't be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were very amazed among themselves and marveled, for they hadn't understood about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored to the shore. When they had come out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him and ran around that whole region and began to bring those who were sick on their mats to where they heard Jesus was. Wherever he entered into villages or into cities or into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for giving the disciples a break. They probably were overwhelmed. They were sent in the boat definitely then, though, experienced that another storm. And I've been on the Sea of Galilee during a storm, got to see a double rainbow after the storm. It came on suddenly and left just as suddenly in this. It can be very scary, actually. So I understand now why they were distressed, especially the type of boat that they would have had back then. But Jesus, you show in this picture that you defy gravity, that you are above the elements. And that just causes me to remember that you are the creator of everything and you have all these laws in place of physics and the law of gravity, for instance. But you are above all of those. And I am so grateful that you are bigger than us, that you are other than us, that you are holy and we are not, that you are... the things that you do are incomprehensible. But we also get to see a glimpse of the God of the universe as you walk this earth, Jesus. You show us what compassion is. You show us what mercy is. You show us what healing looks like. You show us what it means to pour out our lives for others. And throughout all of the Gospels, we see this, you pouring your life out, you extending your hand to the hungry, to the broken, to the demonized, to the lame, to the blind, to the deaf, to those who are struggling, and those who are excommunicated, and those who are rank sinners. You welcome them all. You show us how you really want your people to know who you are, and who you are is above our comprehension, but also quite beautiful and full of love. You err on the side of love, and I'm thankful. I am a recipient of that. And Lord, as I end this prayer today, I pray for anyone that's physically sick, and I pray you would heal them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only you can do that, Lord. And so I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, or you can email Kristen, my assistant, for instructions on how to do a one-time gift. I'm not a 501c3, so I can't give you a receipt for that. But anyway, you can email her at newsletter@marydemuth.com. Also continue to pray for our engineer, William, who is struggling in his health, and just pray for him. You all have been so gracious to pray for William, and he's on a journey, and I believe that he will be fully healed. It's just been a long journey, and he's not old. So this has been hard for him. So continue to pray. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day.